Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural, and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wotjobaluk, Wagaya, Japagol, Jadwa, and Jadwajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen, Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Councillors participating in this meeting by electronic means will be taken to be present and part of the quorum for the meeting, provided that they can hear proceedings, they can see and be seen by other members in attendance, and they are able to speak and be heard by those in attendance. I will now ask each councillor individually to confirm this. Councillor Bell, can you please confirm that you can see and hear other members in attendance and that you are able to speak?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can see and hear other members and I can speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bowe.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can hear and see everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Flynn.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I confirm I can hear and see the others.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Haynell.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I confirm in the affirmative. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Power.
Yes, Madam Mayor. All good at this end.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Ross. Can't hear you, Councillor Ross.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Thank you. I do have issues with the handheld mic device because it doesn't work the same all the time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, we'll soldier on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Ross. We've just lost Councillor Power. Mr. Harrison. He's back again. Mr. Harrison, can you please confirm that you can see and hear?
Yes, I confirm, Madam Mayor, that I can both see and hear you all.
Thank you. Mr. Martin?
All confirmed, yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Mr. O'Brien?
Confirmed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. There are no apologies tonight as we are all here. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No, thank you. Confirmation of minutes. Minutes of council meeting held on 23rd of August 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Ross. Would you like to read the recommendation, please? You're on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Can.
Right. Can I ask where the recommendation is? Because it's not at the top of the agenda.
It should be on... It's on page 3. Should be the bottom of page 3, I think.
It's not on mine. It just says under section 130 of the Local Government Act, officers or people engaged under contract or council providing report or advice to council must disclose any conflicts of interest. That's on the bottom of my page. And I don't appear to have any recommendation. Anyway, I can add lib it.
The one before. It's not conflict of interest. It's one before that. It's item 6.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Though the minutes remain from the council meeting of the Horsham Rural City Council held online and live streamed at 5:30 p.m. on the 21st of August 2021 be adopted.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Power. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Are there any conflicts of interest? Item 7, Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to note that I'm employed in a business in the CBD owned by my daughter. However, as item 9.11 supports options that are for the benefit of the whole community, groups and businesses equally, I do not believe I have a conflict, but wanted it recorded, please.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Anyone else have a conflict for tonight to declare? No, thank you. Item 8, public question time. There are no questions, public questions tonight. Item 9.1, Greening Greater Horsham Municipal Tree Strategy. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the draft Greening Greater Horsham, a Municipal Tree Strategy, and release it for community consultation. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bowe. You're on mute, Councillor Bowe.
Sorry, I lost two. I've got two mouses going. Sorry, Madam Mayor. I'm confused. Computer's gone. Sorry, Madam Mayor. The recommendation that the council receive and note the draft Greening Greater Horsham municipal tree strategy and release it to the community for a 6-week period of consultation and feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haynau. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Bowe, you may open the debate, please.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll start with the last line of the officer's report, because I fully agree with this. It's the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is now. So this is why we need Greening Greater Horsham Municipality Tree Strategy. The strategy establishes the vision and the goals for Horsham community with long-term tree management, and also provides background info of current situation and desired outcomes for tree management with the Horsham Township along rural roads and within the smaller townships throughout the municipality. Planting a tree is not as simple as digging a hole. Careful planning to improve tree coverage is required to our streetscapes parts to contain adequate space to accommodate the trees with suitable species. Hence, the ongoing maintenance and risk management to create safe and accessible streetscapes parts and to protect habitat for biodiversity whilst addressing climate change and the everlasting health and well-being to all. In addition, it raises awareness and reinforces the value placed on culturally and historical significant trees. I want to encourage the community to have their say on the tree strategy and look forward to the feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree with this tree policy. As our climate warms, the trees bring shade and coolness to our urban environments. Also, we've checked in at our briefings about the types of the consultation on the native trees to be planted, and it appears that from all accounts, First Nations people are being consulted on the types of native trees that we are planting, which is, I feel, very important in through this process. And finally, I would just like to say that we really do need these lovely, lush, cool green spaces within our urban environments, and I very much look forward to seeing all the trees being planted. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Ross.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I am concerned in relation to the title of this document. The contents I have no issue with for an urban tree strategy, because that's what it is. But to call it Greening Greater Horsham, the municipal tree strategy, it only covers the urban areas, especially Horsham. And one of the real benefits of it is it highlights the lack of trees in our CAD and North Horsham, where they're really lacking. That's a really positive thing about this strategy. However, the city area of Horsham only covers less than 1% of this municipality. There's a massive rural area out there, and where a tree strategy should also cover if it's consistent with the title. So on that basis, I'd like to move an amendment that the title be changed to Greening Greater Horsham and Urban Tree Strategy.
Do I have a seconder for that amendment? Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Actually, I am. Councillor Ross, off you go. You may start the debate on that amendment, please.
Thank you. We have a policy here of honesty in this municipality, and the title has to match what the contents are. And at the moment, it's not a whole municipal strategy. It's only an urban. It includes Nadibuck, Pimpinio, Doon, and Jung and a smaller municipality areas. But there's nothing in there all mentioned about the impact of our rural area. And in relation to biodiversity and it doesn't, like a canopy does little for biodiversity, especially if it's European trees. It only scores about 1.5 out of 10 or 1 out of 10 for biodiversity. To have a full ecological community, you need overstory, understory, and then ground covers. And it's interesting that in the, I think it's page 45 of the actual document, there's a landscape sketch or drawing from the Victorian Library of the Wimmera River from 1845. And that clearly displays an ecological structure of canopy, understory, and ground cover. I really don't think we've quite grasped the biodiversity issue here, and I have some expertise in the field, as I spent a long time, about 13 years, on a catchment management authority and specialised in riverine ecology, having attended 3 international stream management conferences. And to achieve those biodiversity outcomes in our whole municipality, this strategy does not cut it. It only talks about the urban areas. But the trees are desperately needed there for shade, for coolness, and for quality of living. I agree with that. But it's the title itself is not consistent with the contents. For example, the words, the consultant is a Bendigo urban-based forest consulting firm. And then it goes on to say assets across the municipality, and talking about like addressing climate change. And that when you go through to the key outcomes, and he talks about street tree diversity, urban diversity. There's not one mention there of rural or the outer municipality. And indeed, I think one farm alone, there'll be more trees on one farm alone than the whole of the urban area of Horsham. And therefore, if it's not called an urban tree strategy, I think it's somewhat remiss. I'll leave my argument at that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I endorse what Councillor Ross has said. When I first read through the strategy, I found the same type of thing affected how I was feeling about the strategy. I'm definitely in favour of the strategy. I think the sooner we can get some more trees planted, supporting what Councillor Bowie said, was that we need the trees planted now. In fact, I think we needed some of them done well and truly yesterday. But there's a number of things in the strategy that do need to be addressed. I really want to see the Wimmera growers participate in the discussions for the species and reviewing the draft. However, that would work for both. The only alternative I could see would be if there was a subsection of this policy that did refer to rural, but to keep it clean and tidy when they're so totally different, I agree with Councillor Ross and support his motion. His amendment, sorry.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Mr O'Brien, could I just ask for a clarification, please? The strategy refers to the rural roads, and it makes specific reference to the fact that this is for public land. It doesn't include private land within any part of the municipality. Could you just confirm the aspects of the rural areas that are covered under this strategy, please?
Madam Mayor, the rural areas would be areas that we have responsibility for that we can influence, or it may be to do with Crown land, but yeah, it certainly doesn't cover private land as such. So it would be those particular areas where we can actually have some influence over future development of native vegetation.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a point of information, please. Can I just confirm that the draft strategy's title is Greening Greater Horsham? So to me, that would indicate that that is about Horsham, specifically the city urban centre. And also, again, it talks about the other appendix 9.1b being, again, Greening Greater Horsham. So to me, it just seems that it already is talking about Horsham as the city and urban centre. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Mr. O'Brien, we might just clarify that again. The Greening Greater Horsham municipal tree strategy, the Greater Horsham component refers to the township of Horsham. My reading of it was the township of Horsham, all of the smaller townships and the rural roadsides. Is that why the name Greater Horsham was chosen rather than Horsham?
Madam Mayor, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to the amendment? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just following on from Councillor Ross, there were some concerns with regards to biodiversity I picked up on, but in the officer's report, under 3.G, enhancing biodiversity outcomes along waterways, corridors and focusing on Indigenous species, that's listed in the report we've received, and also 5E, ensure that areas of significant vegetation and biodiversity are protected under the planning scheme. So am I right in interpreting that as part of this, those things will be taken into account across the whole municipality, not just for Horsham?
Mr. O'Brien, would you clarify that, please?
Through you, Madam Mayor, it would be appropriate where those biodiversity outcomes can be achieved through waterway corridors, through the Indigenous species, where that can occur through what waterway corridors are managed, or obviously working closely with other agencies, and where applicable, we can actually address that through the planning scheme as well.
Thank you. Councillor Flynn, do you have anything else you want to say? Does anyone else want to speak to this amendment, which is the name change? Councillor Power.
Oh, got to get off this one.
No, you were on. You weren't muted. Now you are.
Oh dear, sorry about that. It's playing around with these electronic little things. In relation to the name change, look, I don't think it's here nor there, to be quite honest. There's been an argument on both sides. What I see is a fantastic report that's been done by our council employees, and that's what it's all about, trees and the development of what has started years ago and is now increasing. That's the fact that we're planting trees. So it doesn't really matter about the name that we have got for it, whether it's Horsham, Greater Horsham, or what it is. We are one and the same. We are Horsham Rural City Council. And that's what this is all about. I don't understand why we need to spend time and time and time again on a name change. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not in favour of the name change. I'm happy with it is, but I'm extremely happy with the report that's been put towards us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Does anyone else like to speak to or against the amendment? That being the case, we'll put the amendment to the vote. Now, the amendment is that we change the name from Greening Greater Horsham.
Oh, excuse me, Madam Mayor, do I get right of reply or not?
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Councillor Ross, absolutely.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I believe names should be consistent with the contents of the document. Rural roads have been mentioned once, I think, in all the pages of the documents. But really, there's a red line drawn around Horsham, and all the detail, all the pages of detail are on the urban street strategy of Horsham. Greater Horsham, to many people, includes Haven, and that's about as far as it goes. That's the understanding most people have. But also, it doesn't include, well, the rural areas are not really included in the strategy. There's no content in the rural areas, and that's why I like that consistency, because there's a lot of people out there pay a lot of rates. And I believe if we're fair thinking about having biodiversity and having a total municipal strategy for trees, we should cover the whole municipality. And the detail of this doesn't do that. It's all about urban design. And it's a great strategy for that. That's not the point. And I think it's important that a name is consistent with the contents. I think we have an issue here where people perhaps don't understand biodiversity as well. For example, if you turn to page 8 of Appendix 9.1A, there's a photograph there of the Wim River, and it says, image 3, Council will create a welcoming landscape with a canopy cover that supports biodiversity and climate change. If you have a canopy cover, you really don't have biodiversity because you don't create an ecological community. You create about a 1 out of 10 score for biodiversity. Many of our small birds and animals need close ground covers where they can't be predated on by hawks and other carnivores. So they need the thick clystemons and tea trees and streamside vegetation, and including macrophytes, that's reeds and other plants. And there's no mention of that sort of thing in this document, yet I think we're claiming biodiversity with what's planting trees, and it doesn't occur that way, especially if they're European trees, because European trees, by and large, are bare when a native bird start nesting. So then the nests are open for predation and easily seen from the air. And it's just as a consistency, as an urban strategy, it's okay. It gets trees where they're needed for coolness. I have no problem. But I really urge other councillors here to have for consistency of the name of the contents of the document to change the name of this to an urban strategy, because it does not. The contents do not include the rural areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Power, yes, do you have a question?
Madam Mayor, just in relation to what Councillor Ross just said, he quoted, and well, actually, if you go to page 6 of what he was just quoting, sorry, I've just got a... page 6 of Appendix 9.1, and there is a map there, and it shows tree strategy scope. It shows the municipalities.
Point of order, Madam Mayor, are we having further debate?
Yeah, there's no debate. Was this a question or
this is a debate? Just in relation to what was said by Councillor Ross.
No, that was a closing argument. So we're going to put the amendment to the vote now. Councillor Bell, yes?
Madam Mayor, just a question for Mr O'Brien, if possible, please, through you. I'm just wondering whether it is possible to actually have a subsection in there for rural, the strategy could still be Greater Horsham but have a subsection for rural. Is that a possibility?
Through you, Madam Mayor, that we'd have to scope out that additional work. So there's been no... there'd have to be some additional work carried out to develop that sub-component of this particular strategy. So I can't comment on how much that will cost or the time would take to complete that work. So,
can I just clarify the response? So it says that it includes the rural roads now. That was what the report says, that it includes... This strategy includes the rural roads. So, Councillor Bell, is that what you were referencing?
Yeah, I was trying to find a way through this about if the rural areas needed to be handled separately, which was what was concerning Councillor Ross, and it does concern me as well, whether there was a way of actually just having a subsection within the strategy that actually addressed that section rather than looking to scope a whole new project or anything as well, because I was aware of the financial. So to try and address both concerns, I guess, is the way I was trying to deal with it.
Yeah, I agree. So it says in the report that it covers rural roads, so the rural roads should already be part of the scope, was my reading of the report.
Madam Mayor, as we continue the debate, I'd like to add that all the detail...
Sorry?
At all the detail and all the maps have read... All the attention is to the urban areas. There's some one passing comment, I think, the rural roads, or maybe two. That's all there is. I mean, we should have voted on this 5 minutes ago because I finished my wrapping up.
Yeah, we were just clarifying a couple of things, Councillor Ross, before we did. So I'm ready to put that amendment to the vote now. The amendment is that we change the name from Greening Greater Horsham, a Municipal Tree Strategy, to Greening Greater Horsham, an Urban Tree Strategy. So all those in favour of changing it to an Urban Tree Strategy, please raise your hand. Thank you. Those who are opposed to changing the name, thank you. That amendment is lost. Okay, we'll go back to the original debate now, which is debating the strategy and releasing it to community consultation, which is what the motion is. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Currently, with regards to our tree strategy, we're very reactive rather than proactive, and this strategy will encourage us to be more proactive. One thing I picked up on, there seems to be, I wouldn't say an issue, but we've been made aware of a recent inquest, a coronial inquest with regards to trees and deaths from trees. So as much as we love trees and they're so important to our community, we need to actually make sure that our community is safe with the trees that are around us. We also need to make sure that the species we're selecting are appropriate for the challenging climate conditions. A number of areas that have been identified that we need more trees is in the retail and shopping precinct, around the schools and hospitals, around our parks and open spaces, and also communities that have a low socioeconomic and disadvantaged. There are six objectives of this program: to protect and enhance, increase tree canopy, improve character and biodiversity, educate and engage, deliver best practice, and celebrate cultural heritage. The community is encouraged to provide feedback on this, and I did note that in the future there's the possibility of looking at trees on private property that will complement what council's tree assets are. And as Councillor Bowe said, and I've heard Councillor Ross say it very often, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. So hopefully this strategy will support us moving forward with regards to our tree assets within our whole municipality.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Sorry, did you say Bell or Bo?
Bell. You. Thank you. Please.
Sorry, I wasn't going to turn it on because I thought you said Councillor Bowie. Yes, I agree that it's urgent that we take action. When you look around Horsham, it isn't hard to see that it needs to be a lot greener. I am seriously concerned about the north of the railway area. I think that's even worse. And when you read in the report that our cover at the moment is 12.8% and the optimum is 30 to 40%, we've got a long way to go. So we need to get this right. We also need to establish the best species to plant, as many in the community are disgruntled about the trees that have been planted. On one of those, my nature strip. However, I do not believe that this strategy is a rural aspect, like I said before. I believe that needs to be addressed further. I would like to also request that the staff involved in this strategy invite the Wimmera growers to participate in the discussions re-species and reviewing the draft, as they have excellent knowledge which is respected by many, it's time that passionate community members with local knowledge and skills are more heavily involved. I would also like to see it include in the strategy that we address replacement of inappropriate species. Let's get this sorted so that we've actually, you know, got plants, trees being planted. And I really encourage all those in the community who often have words, things to say about trees or lack of, or different types, please make sure that you have your say. This is your environment. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I guess the strategy for of trees is long overdue. And as Councillor Flynn said, it's, I mean, like 20 years ago is the best time, and I was, don't go to Coles very often, but I was so disappointed to see that the beautiful oak trees have been cut down with a change to the car park. And too often we chainsaw our trees without thinking about the ramifications. And we need to look after it and treasure our trees a lot more than we do. And I think this will be a first step in doing that to providing a cooler and more beautiful city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? That being the case, Councillor Bowe, do you have anything else to close out the debate?
I'd like to add that I'd like to thank all my councillors for their comments, and I encourage everyone, all the community, to get involved, and as like Councillor Bell suggested, that the different groups and stakeholders to also sort of be sort of involved in the selection of the trees, and that it's good, and I look forward to the feedback and what we do with the trade strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.2, Review of Community Local Law 2011. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the submissions on the Community Local Law 2011 review. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Do I have anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council, having considered the submissions in Appendix 9.2A, and heard submitters 74 and 75 on the 6th of September 21, receive and note the addendum to this report, Appendix 9.2C, and note the recommendation for each submission in Appendix 9.2A.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell, you may open the debate, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to mention in this, and too, I know there's a number of community members who are concerned about this. I've had a number of calls today and people speaking to me in the last few days. I just need to point out to the community that are listening and anyone concerned that this motion tonight isn't about adopting any recommendations or changes or the actual status quo. This is actually just acknowledging the recommendations, the submissions, and that the actual final local laws will be voted on at a later date. We do need to remember that local laws, councils need them, and they're there to identify a solution to a problem. And I do think that maybe some of them need to be reconsidered, but that's a debate for another day. And they need to relate to the problem to council, the problem to council objectives, and consider alternatives to local law. So there are a number of things in there that are concerning a number of people, and I haven't seen the community stirred up about something so much in a little while. So I guess there'll be a little bit more discussion about that. But this is about actually just the considering the submissions, and it's not the final the final motion for the local law. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bowe.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm on the similar lines to Councillor Bell. I'd like to thank the 79 written submissions, with two of them requesting to present their submission in person at council briefing. We'll now consider these submissions and adopt the proposed local law 2021 in the November 2021 council meeting, and any amendments as required to be adopted by sunset of December 21st, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I am concerned about some of the community responses. There's a lot of, particularly when it comes to pets, especially through these COVID times, pets have been a source of comfort and companionship to a lot of people. You know, we see that often when people are connecting and socialising at the dog parks when they're able to through these times. So I just want to...
Councillor Haynell, we're not debating the items tonight. We're just receiving the submissions. We'll debate all of the individual line items at another time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, but I haven't finished, and I just wanted to encourage community to please make sure that they have their say about this, because, we do have time still to receive these. These are just being noted for review, but we need to make sure that we do get your submissions. So please have your say on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. The submissions have closed. We've received the submissions, so that's what we're receiving tonight. Would anyone else like to speak?
Point of information, Madam Mayor, where are the submissions then? Thank you.
They're in Appendix 9.2A and 9.2C. Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following on from Councillors Bowe and Bell, I'd just like to thank those people that have put in a submission. We received 97 submissions.
79.
79, that's right. I've got that written down. Local laws are reviewed every 10 years, and it's important that we have this local law in place by the 20th of December, because it obviously will sunset. Developing a local law is a complex task. We need to be mindful that our local law is developed using ministerial guidelines, and a local law, when it's developed, cannot override state legislation. The process is not finished, and there are many regulation schemes and laws that are taken into consideration, along with engaging suitably qualified people to draft our local law. And can I just confirm through you, Madam Mayor, that once this is finalised, we actually have to get approval from a practicing solicitor to sign off that this is legitimate and it's all done correctly.
Mr. O'Brien, would you like just to clarify that, please?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the actual local law that's proposed needs to be certified to ensure that council has followed the proper process as far as the development of the local law.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And I'd like to thank everyone for the submissions and even the effort today, people ringing the ABC and also some of the comments on Facebook. I think we've heard what you're saying. My personal concern I do have when we do get to the issue is that the peri-urban rural interface, and one of the beauties of living in the Wimmera is that we can have with more space, more animals, and we need to make sure that that quality of life is not eroded. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, I'd just like to say that everyone who's spoken now has spoken with their hearts. It really has. These laws, are difficult. They really are. Difficult to make sense of at times, depending where you live. It's okay for people that live out in the country area with their pets and so forth. Unfortunately, if you've got chooks and ducks and drakes and cockatoos and everything in the backyard of your place, and you've got a neighbour that is allergic to pets or whatever, and when you've got an abundance of pets there, it makes it very difficult to live.
Councillor Power, I'll stop you there. We're not debating any of the items tonight. We're just receiving and noting the submissions.
Yes, I understand that. No, I'm just having a say like everybody else has. So, look, I'd like to say thank you to everybody that has But if there's been 100 to 120 people that have actually contacted the ABC, written in and made their submissions and everything else, there's still another 18,000 odd people out there that haven't had a say on this, that need to have a say, but unfortunately have missed their chance. But let's hope we can put something in place that will suit everybody, not just a few that make a noise, but everybody. And that's what it's all about. Local law. It's for everybody, not just a few. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Bell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And I'd like to address Councillor Power's comment about those making a noise. We have invited submissions, and under the Act, we are required to actually respect those submissions. So I do respect that people have taken a lot of time to put in submissions, and it's good that they did actually take the time to do so, because for some people, putting in a submission is a big effort. Some people just have trouble explaining on paper how they feel about something or what they want to address. So I applaud them for doing so. And from my part, I will be taking into consideration everything that's been said. But I'd like to make sure that we get this flowing on from tonight, and I'm happy to go along with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.3, Environment Protection Regulations 2021, On-Site Wastewater Management Fees. The purpose of this report is to approve changes to permit fees for on-site wastewater systems. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that Council reduce the permit fees on on-site wastewater systems alterations from $734.67 to $300.60, and waive the on-site wastewater system minor alteration fee of $559.87 to encourage compliance and reduce the impact of legislative changes.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Could I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Haynell, you may commence, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to just add a point to say that considering the recent increase in rates, this is the right thing to do. Anything to ease the financial burden to community at this time. Council has the ability to reduce waive or refund fees under section 215 number 2 of the regulations where it determines that it is reasonable to do so. There is minimal risk to council in reducing these fees. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I believe these charges now are more aligned, a little bit more aligned with our neighbouring councils, and I think it's important that we don't want to put our charges higher than other councils around us and more in line with our neighbours. I think it's a positive thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say that I'm pleased that we actually listened to the feedback from the plumbers who prompted this review of the fees. It's nice to know that we're actually listening to our community and to those affected. And I would like to say that when we're putting and making such dramatic changes to fees, I think it's important that we do actually have some discussions with some of the ones that are affected, because obviously the plumbers got caught in crossfire this time on jobs that they'd quoted on that didn't reflect the increased fees because they weren't aware of them at the time. So I think this is a great result all round, and I'm pleased that we're heading this way. So I support the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just have one question, and that's to, I think it's to Mr O'Brien. At what cost to the council is this, our reduction in fees? Is there a cost to the overall community?
Mr O'Brien.
Through you, Madam Mayor, there's minor costs just due to the actual number of applications each year. The there's minimal dollar costs to council in relation to the changes, in the order of $1,000 to $2,000, that sort of range. Just due to, because there's not an abundance of these permits requested each year.
Thank you. Councillor Powell, do you have anything else?
No, I'd just like to be open and transparent in relation to the costs and so forth. It's really good that we can do it for people as long as we can do it for everybody.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think that this is a good outcome, and that's all. I'm happy with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to congratulate my fellow councillors on their positivity towards this, because every little bit helps during COVID times for people. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillors will now put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. That is carried. 9.4, Investment Attraction and Growth Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for July 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I found the right button at the right time. The recommendation that I put forward is that Council receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for July 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haynell. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Would anyone like to speak to that motion? Councillor Powell, would you like to start, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. With all these investment attraction and growth reports, when they come through to us, I like to go through them and read them, have a good feel. And again, this time I've got a really good feel about this one again. The reports are done. And done really well. They explain everything, and we've got the benefit as councillors to actually speak to people in relation to this when they get brought to our briefing meetings. I'd like one to congratulate a new employee that we've got there now is Bronwyn Baker, and what she's done and how much work she's done in this report as well. But it explains what's going on in our community. Our little graphs at the back, our little country Victoria, where people are coming from to come to Horsham or come to the surrounding areas, what suburbs in Melbourne, it gives a feel that, you know, to me anyway, it just gives me a feel that this is really good. We can actually see where people are coming from. And a better report, again, would be if we could at some stage encourage people to tell us why they've actually come to Horsham in a real sense. With Country Victoria, I see people have come from Portland, the Ballarat, Castlemaine, from Swan Hill to come down to Horsham. I think it's fantastic. One person from Gippsland, Mafra. Well, I would have thought that was Gippsland, Mafra myself, and Leon Gather as well, Koori up. It's good that we've got a mix of people coming to what we like to call ourselves now, and we'll get bigger and better at it, Horsham Regional Centre. It's just a fantastic read, so I implore everybody out there to get their hands on a copy of this report, have a good read, and if you've got any questions, come back and ask us about it. I'm sure we'll be able to find an answer for you, but it is a really good read. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Wow, it's just so great to see that on, I think it's about page 36 of this report, that Horsham was actually more than twice as popular for visitors as a destination than the Silo Art Trail. So congratulations, Horsham. We must be doing something right.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I was also pleased to see a lot of those results. I was particularly focused on the sustainable subdivision framework that's being worked on, and the underpinning metrics and targets that it clearly shows. 90% of dwellings are within safe 400-metre walk of open space. we'll be very challenged with that in Horsham North. A street network with cul-de-sacs, courts and whatnot, they're reducing, they don't believe in those anymore. So that's something that we've got a lot of. So, and the 28% tree canopy get coverage again. I note it says the process is voluntary. However, I think it's great that we're involved in that. The open space contribution has also identified a number of things that that we're lower in. And that will always also show up in this. In the Grampians tourism update, I note all the extra funding in total, 926,000. I wrote wow on my report. So I look forward to seeing some of this benefiting areas west of the Grampians and putting Horsham on the map. And a bit broader than the Grampians Way trip, which only skirts the edge of our municipality. I also look forward to businesses being notified and assisted to register on the Australian Tourism Database while the fee has been waived. I think this could be a benefit to them. And I look forward to seeing some positive results from the Live the Grampians Way project and actually seeing some of the local vacancies filled by people moving here. That's the result we need to see for the money that's being invested in this project. I note that businesses can post jobs vacancies on there and advertise their businesses for sale. But I'm wondering if businesses and employers are being notified about the details of this project and how they can do that. It's going to be a while now, but I haven't heard any business mention it. So it's interesting to see all of this, and it is a great read, as Councillor Power says. I encourage people in the community to actually read and look at what is in that report. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's another great report being put together. I look forward to seeing those reports. The things that I'd like to sort of highlight is it's fantastic to see at the outcomes of the business front fundings with the new doors being put into the doors that automatic doors at the meat market and the other businesses that were involved in that funding allocation. And it's great to see the outdoor funding being put to use with all the different things, the dining areas being placed, because it's, as we sort of move our community out of this the lockdown restrictions and all that have been, it's going to be great to see the whole community catching up with their families and friends and colleagues in person while enjoying the various businesses and local cafes and restaurants. And that be, with all these new additions in Horsham and out and other businesses in the in rural areas. So it's a fantastic report. I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just following on from my fellow councillors, it is great to see the outdoor dining coming together. I was really pleased to see that when I was in the main street. It's also great that we've engaged the business concierge officer to support our businesses with the challenges of being COVID safe and keeping records and developing COVID safe plans. I'm sure those that have used that service will appreciate it. And then also I was interested to read about the vacant buildings within our CBD, and it was great that the staff have picked up that Darlot Street wasn't included in that, so they've now included that in the report. So hopefully as time goes by, we see the number of vacant buildings or shops in the CBD decline. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Would anyone else like to speak? That being the case, Councillor Powell, would you like to close out the debate?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Very quickly, it's a great report. I think it should be read by a lot of people in our community. So they can catch up on what's happening in our community and come on the trip with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. That is carried. 9.5, Horsham North Urban Design Framework Review. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the update on the progress of the Horsham North Urban Design Framework, UDF. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that Council receive and note the update on the Horsham North Urban Design Framework and proposal to undertake a local area plan, inclusive of an implementation plan to deliver on the identified opportunities.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haynell. Is that motion opposed? Would anyone like to speak to that motion? Councillor Bell, you may start, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm really pleased to see the North on the agenda again. But I just actually have a question before I do actually speak more to Bala or one of the directors, please, to tell me exactly what we're agreeing to by receiving and noting.
Mr. O'Brien? No, you're on mute.
Through you, Madam Mayor. It's basically the report's provided as an update, so it's noting the contents of the report and receiving that as an update on progress in relation to the Horsham North Urban Design Framework. And obviously it also refers to the next stage in the proposed way forward with the local area plan and development of the implementation plan.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. So with that in mind, this is fairly similar to a motion that was put to council in June 1st, 2020, which was a similar receive and note. So I have to say I'm really frustrated. I commend the staff for revisiting this framework, but I'm frustrated that we keep having receiver notes and without any further discussions with the community yet again. And the biggest complaint I hear is that the council does what they think is needed in Horsham North without asking the community. And the last time the community were asked was in 2013, I believe. So I'm not sure where to go from here. I do want to see the work happen in Horsham North. However, I want to see some stuff on the ground. It's already been identified through the open space strategy that parks and playgrounds in the North area are rated as poor quality for both and for quantity. And the underpasses to connect to the CBD have been identified as needing to be upgraded in council plan for years. The key pathways and links to the CBD schools and the river and the police paddocks have also been identified. So why do we need to have yet another consultant appointed to get this done? And why do we need a project manager? We've had a project manager for the parking plan, for the committee review, for the city river work, and we have a payroll of 19 million. And this does this add up to good value for ratepayers to me? So although I agree with all the work and I'm dead set passionate about us doing something for getting Horsham North happening, I am really frustrated that this is just talking about of another implementation plan to deliver on the identified opportunities. And I would suggest that you look forward to a notice of motion in the near future from me on this angle. But I'm going to support this because I want it to happen.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Mr. O'Brien, can you please confirm the community involvement in the development of the local area plan, please?
Yes, through Madam Mayor. So there will be engagement with the community in developing the local area plan. The plan, as mentioned, the framework was developed many, many years ago. And I think so basically what we're going to do is actually work with the community and develop ideas about how to identify the key priorities for which will be part of that local area plan, and then move towards being informed by what those actions are, and then that can inform future budgets for delivery on the actions identified.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. So I would reflect my colleague, Councillor Bell's remarks and state that it is critical if we want the betterment of whole of Horsham to include Horsham North. I'm the third generation to have grown up in Edith Street in Horsham North. Mum still lives in the same house that she, all her married life, 60 years, the same house. So, you know, I would really love to see these plans move forward. These, I guess, times change, and as things get put on the back burner, you know, new strategies, new reports, new things come to light. So it's critical that we do take this forward and carry it forward, and I would support Councillor Bell if a notice of motion was to come anytime soon about this. Key public spaces in Horsham North, amenity, safety, character of these spaces, you know, it's been isolated and separated from the rest of Horsham by a railway corridor and adjoining land and poor quality connections across the railway. It's really critical that we can, if we can find planning and strategies that will, you know, hurry this process of beautification along that railway corridor. Even the potential, as I'm quoting from the report now, to provide the east-west connectivity and alleviate the barrier between north and south of Horsham. So there's so many other things within this report that is positive, including possible housing strategies and future housing developments, social and affordable housing to be considered. It's really critical, not just band-aid solutions, but we do go forward with proper design that's well with good consultation for urban renewal. And yeah, there's so much in this report. I encourage people who love Horsham to read this, and I look forward to us moving forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hainer. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The purpose of the Horsham North Design Framework is to provide an integrated strategic plan for urban design and development over the short, medium and long terms and in and around the urban area of Horsham North's railway line. We have an opportunity here to set a plan in place to support the north of Horsham to develop and progress. Everything needs to be reviewed and these things take time. Plans can be put in place and developed, and as we've seen over the past 18 months, things can change or develop that we weren't expecting. As someone who spent a considerable amount of time in Ballarat and Seymour, one being the largest inland city in Victoria, both these communities have a railway line going through the middle of town. And it disappoints me how we, over many years, have continued to divide our city, or should I say our community, by a railway line. That shouldn't be the case. So let's embrace the local area plan and all the opportunities that have been identified, and strongly encourage the community to get involved and obviously build on and develop more the work that was done in 2013.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, my fellow councillors, for their words on the Horsham North Urban Design Framework. It was fantastic to see this being put back to read and to review, and to the update of the Horsham North Urban Design Framework Plan as it was developed back in 2010 and adopted by the previous council in 2013 after community consultation. And I was also part of that community consultation back in 2010 as community member and resident. There's been many positive outcomes in the Urban Design Transfer Framework, to name a few, that have been completed so far at the Children's Hub and further improvements to Dudley Cornell Park. However, there's a lot more work to be done, with additional engagement and continued working with community members and residents, so we can reach a positive outcome for all that live in Horsham North and the wider Horsham Rural City community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's very important that we do develop Horsham North. I think it's one of the greatest needs in our municipality. And sadly, I believe the City of the River has eclipsed it. And I really want to see Horsham North have the same attention and budget as our City of the River project, because that's where the need is. That's where the people are. And that's where there's lack of parks, there's lack of amenity. And so one of the highest priorities in our municipality, and we must get this going and support it and get the funding to help rebuild and with an urban renewal in the Horsham North. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. My mouse is playing up. But anyway, that's the person that's controlling. Look, I think, again, like I say about most reports, I think this is a really fantastic report. There's a lot of meat in it, that's for sure. I liked a bit about the complete non-growing projects that are numbered off on page number 42. So instead of reading through them for everybody that's listening in, please, folks, if you can just go get a copy of the meeting documents and just read through it yourself and have a good look, because there are things that have been happening in Horsham North, and I hate that word, Horsham North. I'm sorry about the people over there that get referred to as Horsham North. I'm sorry about that, but I just don't like Horsham North. I like Horsham. I don't call Horsham South Horsham South. But just in relation to that too, as I was talking to the ongoing projects and so forth, the things that have been completed, the Kalkey Hub, the footy ground over there, Dudley Cornell Park, after a bloke that put a lot of time into cricket here in Horsham. I'm really pleased about that too. It's a lovely park to go to. The amenities have been changed there, updated very recently in the last 12 months, 18 months. The fact now that the Robin Street Kindergarten, which it was, is now the community hub, which is another great aspect of, you know, that part of Horsham. But people keep referring to the railway line that crosses through Horsham and divides the city, they say. Well, unfortunately, yes, that was there, and it is still there, and I think it'll stay there for a lot longer. But we're not the only city in Victoria, not the only regional city in Victoria that has a railway line running through the middle of it. If we were to have a look, and look very quickly, I'll just do this because we're talking about how Horsham North is divided from the rest of the community. There's a railway that runs between it. Unfortunately, it has two underpasses and three crossings to get into Horsham North. If we were to look at Horsham South on the other side of the river, where we have this river running right through the middle of Horsham, same as a railway line, but we have a river going through Horsham, we have one bridge, one vehicle bridge and one pedestrian bridge to cross over. So who is the better off, Horsham North or Horsham South? I just pose that question there. Look, we need to do a lot, but we need to do a lot for Horsham itself. The city of Horsham, we need to work and work together and stop calling us Horsham South, Horsham North or Horsham West. Let's just be Horsham and do things for the whole community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Bell, would you like to close out, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to reiterate that we need to be fair and equitable, and I don't believe that the parks and things that are up there are up to speed with, if you look along the river, and May Park, et cetera. I think a lot of this is urgent. It bothers me that, you know, if we're going to wait and then budget a local area plan, are we looking another 3 years before there's actually anything done? The connections under the railway line have been identified previously a lot of years ago that they needed to be updated. They're not DDA compliant. And like these, the people that live, whether you call it the railway line, north or whatever, the people that live in that area have a right to be able to ride their bike or walk safely or use a gopher or whatever to be able to connect and get their items at the stores. There's no shops over that side of the railway line. There's no medical support that side of the railway line. There's no secondary schools that side of the railway line. So, you know, there are key connections, and I would just speak really strongly that if we need to seriously consider about at least fixing the connections and looking at the parks while we're in the process of doing the local area plan. It really depresses me seeing that, you know, those sorts of things don't get improved. And with COVID the way it is, and it's not going away, we need to make sure that people have got places to get out to. So I do support this, and I can't say how soon I want you to get on with it, because we just need to get it done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. Please raise your hand so I can see clearly your hand. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.6, contract 22/009, design and construct Wimmera Riverfront nodes. The purpose of this report is to award contract 22/009 for the design and construction of Wimmera Riverfront nodes. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The recommendation put forward is that Council award the tender for the contract 22/009 design and construction of the Wimmera River nodes to Bridgewater Marine Limited of Point Lonsdale, sorry about that, for a contract sum of $463,959 ex GST.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Haynell. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Powell, would you like to start, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yes, I would. Wimmera River, again, keeps cropping up all the time. It really does. This is just another part of the development of the Wimmera River front. I just see it's a necessity for it to go ahead, and the contract has been put to us. There's been community engagement and whatnot all about the riverfront for now going on probably 3 years. This is just a start. We just need to do little bits at a time, and this is one of those little bits that need doing right at this moment, and the sooner the better. We've got to make Horsham that place to stay in. Instead of just being a visitor spot like our figures previously showed us, that people are coming here, we now need to have a regional city that people want to stay here and live here and bring up their kids here. And a part of this, the design and the construction of the Wimmera front nodes will be a part of that, I can see in the future. So the sooner the better, we get things moving. The other side of it too is hopefully, and I'm not quite sure about that, but how much of this money will create employment here in Horsham? That's what I need to know. But anyway, I put my hand up, said yes to this, said yes to the recommendation for the sake of Horsham going ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've heard from the community vision that our community just loves its outdoor spaces, its river, the Wimmera River, its waterways, its recreation near water. So this is really a wonderful thing to be able to provide our community, especially in those warm summer months. And if we have lovely water flow through the river, it'll be just fantastic. So well done.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This report says we commissioned architectural and structural design for these nodes, and there were no tenders received as they needed to comply with the designs, and then following their feedback, we reissued it, allowing for design changes to be submitted. I'd like to know how much we wasted on the original designs to be done. What concerns me is, you know, why haven't council been briefed? Why did we not know that there were no tenders and that the designs were a problem? And why have we not actually seen the detailed designs that are happening now? Are they in the same locations? I'd actually like to question how many of the councillors present tonight have actually got a complete idea of what the nodes are and where they'll be located, and yet you're being asked to approve a tender for $500,000. When mentioned briefly at recent meetings, one of the directors commented they thought the design that came in with the tender was a good design. Well, we've got a 6x4-inch sketch and a 4x4-inch sketch, and that's what we've seen. Councillors haven't seen the details of the design nor approved any changes. The points I raise are not about whether the nodes will be an improvement, because I haven't seen enough to have an opinion or to represent the community appropriately. We have an extensive city to river project, which is very large, and it was approved in an encompassing motion in November 2019, which seems to have been running on steroids ever since. It's controlled internally by staff and project managers, and maybe it's time to change this. You know, we've had discussions by some of the councillors through our journey about good governance and good process. I'm challenged by the governance and process of this. I want to see the project go ahead, but I'm challenged by the governance and process. Our whole community are stakeholders in this, and I believe the community would be extremely surprised to find out the council haven't seen the details of these designs, and yet we're here voting on a tender to approve it. So, and finally, I'd like to ask, how come we can continually see tenders listed with the ex-GST price? Does the project total of $3.1 million include GST? And as $480,000 was estimated costing for the nodes, the ex-GST price definitely does come in under the cost estimate, but if you add the GST, it's over budget by 30,000. So is this why we find prices quoted as ex-GST? I don't know. But all of this sort of thing puts doubt in my mind about whether I'm representing the community appropriately if I don't call it to account. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. We'll clarify a couple of those things. Mr O'Brien, Mr Martin, I read in the report that on the second issuing there were four conforming quotes tenders and one non-conforming. Can you confirm that, please?
That specific question, Madam Mayor, yes, you're correct in that we did receive some conforming and one non-conforming tender. The non-conforming tender was given an opportunity, the opportunity was provided to all tenderers to provide a non-conforming tender, provided they submitted a conforming tender as well. And the recommended company has shown some innovation in their approach to provide better value outcomes as well as better environmental outcomes in terms of use of timber. So that was a reason that, that's the innovation afforded to contractors to submit a non-conforming tender is something that's certainly been picked up on with this particular submission.
Thank you. And we need clarification on the quoting of costs.
Council's budget is expressed as ex-GST dollars. We recover GST. We certainly pay GST, but it's recovered. So it's a cost that we fully recover, so it's not a fair representation of the actual cost to council. So the ex-GST is the standard approach that we present our tenders.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've got a couple of questions. It's how soon do we have to award this tender, because I'm asking whether we can possibly have it sit on the table and discuss it at a briefing and come to a next meeting. And I'm also wondering about accessibility. On the diagram I'm looking at, it looks like you can have a look out over the river by the looks, and that looks like it's all sort of it's all level. But then down on the lower level, it's got a couple of steps. Doesn't look like there's got much. I know that these are probably rough drawings, but sort of handrails at the steps. And I'm asking whether the ramp that looks like it goes down from the other side, is that like the accessibility ramp and that? I just want some clarification because I did see some other plans come through on a email, but I haven't had a chance to have a proper look at them, like Councillor Bell has mentioned before. Thank you.
We'll clarify those couple of things. Mr. Martin, would you like to comment on the accessibility of the design first, please?
It's a challenge, Madam Mayor, to provide accessibility to all points from a common point, and desirably the platform that Councillor Bowe is referring to, where the platform sticks out over the water's edge, it's not possible to get a ramp in there to provide access to that lower level immediately adjacent, but the alternative ramp does provide that. Our staff and the consultants we work with are required to look at what we call universal access principles, you can't always provide that at the exact same spot, so you do it as close as you can, and that's what the ramp that Councillor Bowe referred to is there for.
Thank you. Now, Councillor Bowe queried whether we could delay this by a month. What is the risk or implication of that, please?
Perhaps that might be for Mr. Baller to comment on, but from my perspective, we're keen to present all of these projects in the City of River process in a timely manner so that we can demonstrate to the community, but also the funding bodies, that we're making good progress with these works.
Mr. Baller?
Through you, Madam Mayor, as Mr. Martin mentioned, you know, so there are some commitments under the agreement about funding. I can't tell you from the top of my head, you know, what the next milestone is for this particular project. Suffice to say, you know, that we received some of this money way back in 2018, so which is almost 2.5 years. That's when the federal government allocated us $1.65 million. We got another $500,000 from the state government. That was in 2019. So I've been getting this money for quite a while. That's all I'll say, councillors. But in your hands, if you think, you know, you need more time to get an understanding of the detailed resolve, by all means, we can do it. But I can't tell you exactly, you know, what the next milestone is for funding.
Thank you, Mr. Bala. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Reading the information that's been presented to us, I did note, I think as you did, Madam Mayor, that we received a number of tenders and there was the option to provide a conforming tender, and then there was the option to provide a non-conforming tender. So my reading of this is that the organisation we're proposing to award this contract to are experts in their field. They've got experience in building infrastructure like wharfs on water, and they've provided us with some alternatives, which is great because that's obviously going to save us money, and also in the future with simplifying maintenance and using different materials. And I was looking forward to this being completed in March 2022, but obviously if this is delayed, I'm guessing or assuming that we may not see this completed until well into the middle of next year.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. A question, please. Look, the diagrams were given are very small, and I'm concerned about child safety, especially when these designs, I think, are near the child water play area. On page 55, there's a diagram there where it seems to be like a safety rail, waist height, with nothing supporting it and sitting in the air. I'm not sure how that structure is supposed to work or if there's a glass block or what's underneath it. And on the other note on page 54, it just simply steps down to the water's edge from a bit of a height, sort of, so it's a steep drop off to the water. And I'm concerned that if a parent turns his back for a second and a child falls off, they'll have some impetus when hitting the water and will continue downward and might be difficult to retrieve. What safety devices have been, or is there in the design, to stop the trip over and children falling into the river?
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Mr. Martin? No, you weren't muted, now you are.
Sorry, I'm just, thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm just accessing the detailed drawings as we speak. I am seeing that for the platforms, it's showing a steel balustrade. It doesn't indicate any panel enclosing it from what I've looked at. Just briefly, Madam Mayor, I suppose I'll put the question back in a different way, Madam Mayor, that at present we have a riverbank that I wouldn't want children approaching without supervision as well. So it's a reasonable question, but how much different is it from what's already there in that respect?
Madam Mayor, if I can respond in my time to speak, it's significantly different, Mr. Martin, in that the riverbank comes down at probably even 45-degree angle, which is a fairly steep slope. But this is a drop-off of appearing for diagram that's taller than a child. And, for example, the higher you are, the greater your impact to the water to continue down. And if it indeed goes into the water bank, say it's 3 foot off the edge, you might have difficulty retrieving a child if they've gone to dark water, if you can't see them. And I would hope that the wharf area does have some sort of barrier under that high rail, whether it be like that many of the wharfs do, where it's a stainless steel tightened cable, 3 or 4 of those, just so you just can't have a run up and straight off the edge.
Madam Mayor, I'm just having a further look at the plans very quickly as we're talking, and I do say that it is fairly quick, but one of the diagrams does show a mesh infill in the handrail, but I can't confirm off the top of my head whether that's the same treatment on all the sections of railing that we're discussing at the moment, Madam Mayor. So I'll have to take that question, a complete answer on that on notice, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I would have thought the design, the company, if they're experts, would have those safety features included in the design, would be my expectation. So, but you're right to raise it, Councillor Ross. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I haven't finished, if I could please. This company designs wharfs, and wharfs notoriously go out into the sea from where you can enter a boat, and they don't have hand railings. And on that basis, I would like to see these designs, the full designs, for safety, and I request we defer this decision for till the next meeting, please.
Thank you, Councillor Ross.
Can I suggest, Madam Mayor, and maybe it's a question to Mr. Martin, just looking at this, the scale of the structure, whether we'll require a building permit before we can actually construct it. Do we know if you need a building permit?
Madam Mayor, Mr. Baylor, sorry, I just haven't got that to hand. I'm not sure.
I guess the point I'm trying to make, Madam Mayor, is that the building permit process, you know, in itself would ensure that any safety concerns are addressed. Alternatively, you know, the designer has also got a duty of care, which is a standard practice, you know, for any designs, irrespective of where they're located, to make sure that the designs are safe. And of course, you know, we have got a professional oversight as well of these projects. You know, we have got a team of qualified designers and engineers in-house, and their job is to make sure that any safety concerns are addressed. But as Mr. Martin pointed out earlier, I mean, it is a open, you know, waterway, it's a river, you know, so there's always a level of inherent risk, you know, in any next to any waterway. But surely, you know, the intent would be for any works, you know, if anything, you know, to improve the safety rather than otherwise.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Barlow. Ms. Councillor Flynn.
Could I just ask a question, please, Madam Mayor, before we vote? Is there a risk to us if we put this off for a month that the staff are going to need to go back and renegotiate with this preferred tenderer, that we need to work in with their schedule, and what we're presented with now, there's a risk that that may not be on the table because we've had to push the time frame out?
Mr. Martin?
Well, currently we've got some issues, and this particular company is based in Port Lonsdale. There's COVID restrictions on some contractors. I am under the impression that this contractor would be able to commence its final design work immediately, though, even with the COVID restrictions. So I believe that we could tolerate a short delay, and I think it's important to make sure we get it right.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, further to that, if need be, surely we could have an additional meeting if this needed to go through, but it still gave us time to investigate all these questions and queries. I did have another question too, where it goes down to the water, that bigger diagram, is that actually steps or is it slabs of something? Like if you look at the front of it, it looks like it sort of is a graduated slope of some sort of material, but I can't quite work it out. And I just wondered whether in Mr. Martin's drawings, he's actually, does it show that that is some type of material that's actually going down on a slope to the water, please?
Madam Mayor, I think it sounds like we should have a specific briefing to councillors showing some of these details.
What point of information, please, if I can ask? Has the community been consulted on these plans or designs?
It was part of the concept plans for the city to river. So, yes.
So they haven't changed at all? Are they the same? Or?
They were developed, Madam Mayor, to a schematic level through this community reference group process, and they're consistent with the schematic design process.
Okay. So, Councillor Ross, you said you wanted, do you want to move a motion that we defer this until a future meeting?
Madam Mayor, I'm prepared to do that, but we already have a motion on the table. So how do we process that?
I'm just looking. We can adjourn the debate.
An amendment, yeah.
We can adjourn that we debate, or we can move an amendment that we delay the decision until a future meeting, until the next council meeting. Two options.
Yep. Madam Mayor, I'll move that we amend the current motion. I'm just trying to word it in my head quickly. That council award the tender for the contract and design so that first part stay the same on confirmation of a further briefing and council's full support. No, we can't do that. We can't do that because you can't award a tender if we say don't like it.
But we defer the awarding of the tender until the next council meeting.
See, under our rules of governance, that's contrary to what the recommendation is. So we need to defeat this motion.
Well, we can adjourn the debate. So we can actually adjourn this motion and pick it up at the next meeting. So I would like to move that motion.
I'm happy that we adjourn the debate on this motion till next meeting. And if need be, we call a special meeting, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Bell. All those in favour, please show your hands so I can see them. Thank you. That is carried. Okay, so that motion just sits on the table until the next meeting. 9.7 contract 2022/005, supply and delivery of one new road maintenance patrol truck with front patching boom jet patcher unit. The purpose of this report is to award contract 22/005 for the supply and delivery of one new Isuzu FBD165-300 auto jet patcher unit, including trade-in of council plant number 1360. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Ross. No, you're on mute.
Off mute now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Start again. I move that council accept the tender submitted by Ballarat Isuzu for supply and delivery of an Isuzu FVD165-300 autojet patcher truck at a total cost of $384,429.82 ex GST, representing a new purchase price of less than $416,000 and $348 less trade-in of $31,818.18.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Flynn, is that motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? Councillor Ross, you may start, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The old patcher truck is very old and was secondhand when we purchased it. So, and it's important we do have a reliable, I guess, fleet of trucks and vehicles to support the outdoor staff in the maintenance of our roads. So it's on this basis I fully support the purchase of this new truck. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Flynn. No, reserve your right. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Power, I saw your hand go up.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I note with the tenders, there was four tenders. Can somebody tell me if there was a local tenderer or there was no local tenderer? Because I'm very keen on this sort of stuff and helping out our community at the moment, with COVID and everything else. But still, I always like to think that we are helping out local businesses, if we can support them by buying equipment off them. So can somebody just, I see there's only four names, so I presume there's only four tenders, but can Mr. Martin tell me any different, please?
Please, Mr. Martin.
Madam Mayor, the full list of tenderers is provided in the detailed report in the confidential appendix. The closest tenderer of those was the tenderer from Ballarat, which is the recommended tender.
Thank you. So there's no local. Would anyone else like to speak? No. Councillor Ross, is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I waive that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you. That being the case, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Annual financial accounts 2020-2021. The purpose of this report is to seek in principle approval to the final audited financial and performance statements for 2020-2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that Council 1 give in principle approval to the financial and performance statements for 2020-2021 and authorise their submission to the Victorian Auditor General's Office. 2, authorise the Mayor, Council Robin Galeen, and Councillor Ian Ross to certify the statements in their final form after any changes recommended or agreed to by the auditors have been made pursuant to the section 131 of the Local Government Act 1989.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Flynn, would you like to open the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's pleasing to see that this has been presented to our Audit and Risk Committee. And a huge amount of work goes into preparing this documentation. And I'm sure the finance team was under extra pressure with the COVID restrictions and probably having to do this remotely. So well done to all involved to putting this together. And I also noted in the notes that there was many references made by the auditor to our Horsham Rural City Council policies and procedures that have been endorsed by council. So I'm very comfortable to support this annual financial accounts that have been presented to us.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Power. No, you've put yourself on mute.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Madam Mayor. No, nothing at the moment. It's a report. It's a good report. And we've been lucky enough to have Councillor Ross and yourself on that committee.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I've just got a question. In the background part, it says the draft financial accounts and performance statement have been forwarded to the Victorian Auditor General's Office for final review on the 18th of September. And minor changes to notes and presentation of accounts may be required or requested. And yet in this recommendation, we're actually authorising their submission to the Victorian Auditor General's Office. So do they go twice? Do they go down once for like a first look over and then they go back? Or why is it written like that, please?
Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor. Look, it's really just a case of obviously, throughout the process, we're in constant contact with the Auditor General's agent and they go to the Auditor General during that process. This is the recommendation is merely to sort of formalise that.
Do you have anything else, Councillor Bell?
No, that's all. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Haynell, I saw your hand go up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I do have some questions. I'd just like some clarification, please. I have sought some advice and got partial answers, but the second part of the recommendation talks about it's got to be pursuant to Section 131 of the Local Government Act 1989, and yet if we scroll down to the report in the risk implications, it states that there's a requirement for Council to adopt this annual account in accordance with the requirements of the Local Government Act 2020. So to me, or to just the normal layperson, that sounds confusing because you're wanting to have it, you know, in accordance with the Act of 1989, and yet there's a risk implication if it's not in accordance with the requirements of the 2020 Act, which is an updated version of the 1989 Act. So can I have some clarification on that as to what that means? Sorry about this, but I would love to know. Thank you.
Mr. Harrison, please.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor. I will attempt to try and explain simply, but it is.
Can you mute, please, Councillor Haynell? Thank you.
During these transitional times between the legislation, it does get a little bit complex. So, in fact, the relevant section 131 of the 1989 Act was, in fact, repealed on the 24th of October 2020. So the Act we prepare the accounts under is effectively the 2020 Act. However, the 2020 Act has transitional arrangements in place under Section 329, which actually says that for the purpose of the annual accounts for the year 2021, they must still be prepared in accordance with Section 131 of the 1989 Act. So, in fact, the 2020 Act actually makes the 1989 Act be the relevant Act just for this financial year.
So then, thank you, and thank you, Mr. Harrison, for that clarification. So then, would it be better to substitute the wording on that second point to actually say that it's pursuant to the Local Government Act of 2020? Because that's what the risk implication is if we don't.
Mr. Harrison?
I'm just trying to think if you wanted to. So effectively what you're doing is the recommendation is made pursuant to section, I think it's section 90-98 of the 2020 Act, which then refers you to section 329, which then has the transitional arrangements, which refers you back to section 131 of the 1989 Act. So it is quite convoluted to try and do that. So that's why just effectively what we're doing is adopting it in accordance with 131 of the 89 Act, but by that circuitous route. Sorry to...
Okay, I understand what you're trying to say. I just thought, you know, it's such an important document that it needs to, you know, ultimately be correct. That's all with its wording. So, and just also, can I just clarify too, are the statements in their final form as they are now? Because I'm seeing that they're on the agenda as draft forms at the moment.
Mr. Harrison?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So the accounts as presented are draft until such time as...
Could you please mute Councillor Haynell? Thank you.
So the accounts as presented are draft until such time as we receive any feedback from VAGO, which may require us to sort of make some minor changes to them.
Okay, thank you. And then that said, just another point of information with that, like does Council get to see that again? Because it's changed, because in case it's changing.
Going through you, Madam Mayor, no, the approval here is that for you're delegating the Mayor and Councillor Ross to sign off on those amended accounts when we have those, any final changes.
So in the interest of openness and transparency, why is it that we aren't allowed to actually see how that is finally being put forward?
There's certainly nothing stopping you seeing that in terms of the final accounts will be provided. It's just purely one of process and achieving the timelines of adopting the accounts by the 30th of September and making sure that all the relevant things are ticked off. And it tends to be very little in the way of changes, but there will be, you know, there's nearly always some minor change that happens in the process.
Thank you. Can you sort of foresee in your experience what those changes might be?
To this point, there is one change that has been noted, which is around how the reserve balance is shown in the note. It doesn't change the total figure in any way. It's just how the note is presented. That's the only thing that I'm aware of at this stage.
Okay, thank you. And just finally, it does state that there are some grant submissions amounts in brackets indicating that there's some grant funding that obviously hasn't come through. And I guess that's what I'm talking about, openness and transparency, if the councillor group can actually see that and see the final result before it goes to the VAGO audit. I just think that that would be helpful. I would just like to ensure that that happens. There's grant funding there in brackets, meaning in which case that indicates a deficit, meaning that the funding hasn't come through yet in that financial report.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I don't have enough information from that comment to sort of know exactly where in the accounts you're referring to. It could well be in the bracket, in brackets as it's a credit or a revenue. I mean, I'm not sure of the exact note that you're referring to. It.
Yes. So that said, given that this is such an important document, I mean, because we've got funding amounts there in deficit because they're in brackets, right? That's my accounting speak tells me. Is there any chance that this can get deferred until we know what the final outcome is going to be? Because, I mean, this is our financial document. And then once the final draft, the drafts have been put through and the final copy is there and ready to go to VAGO, that we get to see that in the interest of openness and transparency.
Mr. Harrison,
what's up?
Can you just clarify, please, that the numbers themselves won't change. The items that may change might be the note references, which do not alter the documents materially.
As I said, the only change that I'm aware of from the draft accounts to the VAGO have mentioned, and that's not to say that come, you know, they finally signing off, they might raise something else. But at this point, the only change is the reporting of the note around the reserves and how the reserves are shown. And the total balance for the reserves does not change. It's just in how the, again, a lot of detail to go into at this point, but in how the note is shown. So it's not a material change in any way to the bottom line of the accounts.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to move to that actually be amended, that number two, given that information that I've received, I'd like to move an amendment to that second part and split that recommendation to actually have council group be able to view that in its final form before it's passed by the other two councillors, please. I would like to see that final before it goes to VAGO. I would just like to amend either strike out or substitute some of that wording in there that second part.
Do we have a seconder to Councillor Haynell's request to defer?
Madam Mayor, I'm not seconding at this stage, but hasn't the documentation already been sent to the Victorian Auditor General's office for their pursuit?
Councillor Haynell, could you please mute? Thank you.
It's a draft, Councillor Ross.
Mr. Harrison, can you just clarify?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, it has been submitted to VAGO.
So do I have a seconder for Councillor Haynell's amendment? That being the case, sorry, Councillor Haynell, your amendment does not get up. Does anyone else wish to speak to the motion? Okay, that being the case, Councillor Flynn, is there anything you'd like to close out?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Early in our council term, we appointed Councillor Ross, and I think it's standard that the Mayor is on our Audit and Risk Committee. The Audit and Risk Committee meeting on the 16th of September had a recommendation that we adopt this document, And from my reading of the report, I'm assuming you can confirm this, Madam Mayor, you actually had a presentation from Mr. Chris Cole from McLaren Hunt Financial Group, who are appointed as the Victorian Auditor General's agent for these works. So if you and Councillor Ross had any concerns, you would have been able to raise them at that point. And I doubt that the Audit and Risk Committee would have recommended that it comes to us for approval.
I can confirm, and the independent members were most comfortable, which is why this motion was supported. Okay, councillors, that being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. Those against, Councillor Hainelli, you for or against? We'll do it again. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.9, Loan Borrowing Policy Review. The purpose of this report is to adopt the revised loan borrowing policy. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council adopt the revised loan borrowing policy as attached to Appendix 9.9A.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this policy?
Madam Chair, I've just got a question, please.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. I just wondered in item, 4.2, borrowing principles, what would be needed if I'd like to see on the first dot point where it says capital works projects that I'd like to see council determines inserted there are of strategic significance. I just wondered what the procedure would be for that to be inserted, please.
Mr. Harrison.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Look, I mean, it's fine if everyone wants to add those words in. That's we can add those words in. All the borrowings do get ticked off by council. So it's really just, I suppose, confirming that, isn't it, by saying they're strategically agreed by council. But if you want to make that change, yes.
Councillor Bell, would you like to move an amendment to add those words in, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Do you want me to read the whole motion as well, or just move that those words be added?
I think you can just add at the end, with inclusion of X words at X point.
I'd like to move that item 4.2, borrowing principles, in dot point one under borrowings can provide the first dot point starting capital works projects that I'd like to see the words inserted there that we now becomes capital works projects that council determines are of strategic significance, and then continue with the rest of the wording that's there. Thank you.
That's right. We'll find that. Councillor Ross, are you happy for that to be part of your original motion?
I am, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Bell, are you happy if that then becomes a substantive motion? Councillor Flynn, are you happy for those words to be added to the second? Yep. Okay. Would anyone else like to Councillor Ross, I hand it over to you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The borrowing policy is a status quo for this municipality. We're not changing anything, and it is quite conservative. And I think with the words added by Councillor Bell, it gives strength for a second check by council. We don't know the times we face either in relation to COVID, and if the money will dry up from government, we may have very, very tight budgets in the next decade. And with Councillor Bell's inclusion, it means that it returns to council for oversight. But overall, I think it's healthy to have a borrowing policy. We need to have one. And I think this is a reasonable conservative borrowing policy with the KPIs given to how far you can go. We are not going, we're quite conservative. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Flynn.
Could I just ask a question or reserve my right to speak? Through you, Madam Mayor, could I get clarification that for us as an organisation to borrow money, us borrowing the money must be set out in our budget, and that must be approved by us, and that's the basis for us being able to go and source that that loan or that funding.
Mr. Harrison.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that's correct.
Anything else you'd like to say, Councillor Flynn? Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Yes, so I have questions and reserving my right to speak as well, so points of information. Firstly, here we have a report that talks to the 2020 Act, a financial report that talks to the 2020 Act. And the previous agenda item was half talking to the 1989 old Act and half talking to the new one. So to me, when it comes to finances, I just like it to be sort of cut and dried and clear. So here we have something that since has been sitting there since 2019, so nearly December 2019, for nearly 2 years. Why is it that we are now, you know, are we looking to borrow money for something? Like, why is it that we are now pulling this policy out and bringing it to light, to see the light of day, since it's been sitting there since December 2019? I just think, given that we've got had the community issues with community talking to us about the rate increases, you know, again, in the interest of openness and transparency, are there borrowings there that we need to know about? Are these to cover previous old operational costs because, you know, assets couldn't be functioning through COVID? Are these to cover previous loans that blew out, like for the Apex Park Bridge or the Town Hall or the Aquatic Centre where we didn't get the sauna and we now have to apply for it again? I just think in the interest of community, openness and transparency, is there something that we're bringing this out for, to borrow for, or can I have that point of information clarified, please?
Yeah, certainly. Mr. Harrison.
Yes, Madam Mayor. It's just part of good governance practice to review your policies on a regular basis. There's a need to review. A policy like this hasn't changed an awful lot, and we're essentially, so there's not a need to revisit it unless council's going to change their whole borrowing strategy. And the main reason for revisiting it now is because of the new Act and the fact that there is a new piece of legislation that is needs to be reflected in the policy. So that's essentially the reason for it now.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Anything else, Councillor Haynell?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So now I would just like to talk to the motion. Thank you. So I guess what I would like to know now is if a community person comes up to me and says, okay, we've just had, some of us have had an up to 20% rate increase. You councillors have had an allowance increase and you don't want to have any KPIs to be accountable for that. And you know, now you want to borrow money. We've had projects blow out in the past. I don't know. Can one of my fellow councillors tell me what I would say to that community person? Because I'm struggling right now, as to what to say to them.
That's not appropriate, Councillor Haynell. Mr. Harrison's just confirmed that there are no borrowings. Excuse me, Councillor Haynell. That is not appropriate for you to be asking your councillors a question in the middle of a debate.
Okay, then I will table that and take that back and rescind that that point of question or point of information. So, again, I would just... perhaps the community can ask me what I should be telling them when it comes to council asking for more borrowings and why that's coming to see the light of day right now.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Mr. Harrison, can you please repeat again the purpose of this policy, that we are not looking at borrowing money? This sets the parameters around which we will, if in future budgets council determines to borrow money. Can you please clarify that, please?
Yes, I reiterate, Madam Mayor, what you're saying. The policy is merely the principles by which we borrow money. Whether we choose to borrow money or not is a budget decision, and Council makes that decision through the budget process. Currently, there are no plans to borrow in the 21-22 budget, so there are no... there is no anticipated borrowings for this year. Beyond that will be a decision for the next year's budget. I don't know what else I can say.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Harrison. Would anyone else like to speak? That being the case, Councillor Ross, I'll ask you to close out, please, if there's anything else you'd like to say.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is a very important policy. If we don't have this policy to borrow, we've been negligent in our governance and oversight of the running of the council, and I believe negligent as well. And Vargo, I don't think, would be happy, because then indeed we'd not be able to borrow at all. And every business and every enterprise at times, and in the guidelines, it's only for capital items. And I think in the rare occasion, if there's a large superannuation commitment that comes due, they may borrow in the short term. It's not for operational purposes. It's only for large capital items. And before anything happens, it will come before council. It'll be in the budget, and the final project would have to be approved by council. So there are several safety net levels still for council to have oversight in saying what we borrow. We have a change of act to 2020. Now, the fiscals were passed. We talked about the 1989 Act because that fiscal year started when the 1989 Act was still being used. It wasn't until October 20, as Graham said, until it transferred. And now we're operating in 2020. We need to modify the policy to conform with the Act. And it's on this basis that I recommend we pass this policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Okay, councillors, that being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. That is carried. 9.10, Natty Muck Special Community Grants Round 2021-2022. The purpose of this report is to approve community grant allocations for the Natty Muck Special Community Grants 2021-2022. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Councillor Bell would like to move that as a motion, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council allocate funding of $22,314 in the Natty Muck Special Community Grants Round, as detailed in Appendix 9.10A, and to advise all successful and unsuccessful community grant applicants of the outcome of their applications.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell, you may start, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think it's great to see that money from the sale of land out at Natty Muck has actually been turned into a special community grants fund for them. And it's good to see that so many organisations were keen to apply for funds to improve it. I continually congratulate Natty Muck community on the continual work that they do to improve facilities and surrounds in their town. It's obvious that they take great pride in their town. So I fully support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Power.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. What Councillor Bell just said is absolutely fantastic. The money was raised from sale of property out there, and it should be returned to the community. That's what we've done here. We've actually given back to the community for not just one project, but for various projects out there, and especially in this time of need, like we're going through COVID at the moment, every dollar counts. And I think by helping out many organisations out there, we should be proud of ourselves as councillors of the Horsham Rural City Council. That we are supporting Natty Muck, as in one of our towns. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just echoing what Councillors Bell and Power have said about the Natty Muck community, it was really pleasing to read that with the limited availability of funds, that the assessment panel's key aspiration was to be able to spread the funding to a variety of community groups within Natty Muck. So that just echoes what my two councillor colleagues have said, that Natty Muck does a great amount of work to keep their little community going. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Finn. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also would like to echo what my fellow councillors have already said about the this item, because I believe that it's fantastic that the piece of council land has been sold and contributed, put into a community grant, because these grants are so important in the way that council supports various groups and clubs who are contributing to the life of their community, and that it shows that our grants programs are hitting the mark and providing a positive outcome for Nadimuk and the wider community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would just like to say well done, Nadimuk community. They're a vital part of our municipality. They were the last office to be closed. In fact, I think the office is still there, their municipal offices. It's critical that they receive, it's not so much a handout but a leg up, and it's the money being reinvested from the sale of their assets back into the community, and they can really do with it at the moment. So fantastic. Thank you,
Councillor Haynell. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to concur with my fellow councillors. I think it's all been said. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. I agree. Councillor Bell, is there anything else you would like to add? Nope.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. That being the case, councillors, let's put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.11, COVID-19 support options for 2021-2022. The purpose of this report is to adopt a financial support package for community groups and businesses that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic during 2021-2022. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Councillor Haynell, you're happy to move that, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I certainly am. That I move that the recommendation that Council adopt the proposed package of support for businesses and the community as detailed in this report, and to be funded from the identified additional payments from the Victorian Grants Commission's financial assistance grants for 2021 to 2022.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Do I have a second for this? Thank you, Bowe. Councillor Bowe, is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish...
Madam Mayor, I'd like to actually move an amendment if I could, please.
Yes, what would you like to move, Councillor Bowe?
I'd like to actually, and I'll cover it off if I get to speak, I'd like to actually delete the words adopt the proposed and change it to that Council support the development of a package. And I'd cover that in if it's supported. I have some major issues with some of it.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. We'll just make sure we've got the words correct, though. That council, what was the word before?
Support the development of a.
And the development of a package.
Yep.
Okay, do I have a seconder for that motion or that amendment?
Point of order, do you have to ask if, because I moved it, whether I'm okay with that amendment or?
I don't have to because it's a different amendment. I was just checking before with Councillor Ross whether he wanted to add the extra words where this is actually changing it. Are you happy, Councillor Haynell, with those words for your...
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the substantive motion becomes that Council... What did you say against Councillor Bell?
Support the development of a...
Of a package of support?
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Bowe, are you happy with that? Those words being put in?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Councillor Haynell, you may start the debate, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As we all know, all our local businesses and particularly small businesses often run by families have been hit and hit pretty hard with the COVID restrictions and lockdowns that we have had to endure. So this is really timely, and I just hope that it can be streamlined. And I'm reflecting what my colleague Councillor Bell has just said about it. developed to suit their specific needs. So really want to make sure that our small and local businesses get the support, the ongoing support, in addition to what we've already done, but the ongoing support that they really need. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say we're getting our community and businesses back into the routine after the easing of restrictions and lockdowns. However, we need to continue to support our businesses, our local businesses and community organisations that may require assistance from the lockdown and restrictions. I'm looking forward to working with and supporting our local businesses and community organisations and the wider community as we emerge stronger from the lockdown restrictions. We need to respond where required and to help us get on with our recovery as we all do this together. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. So the reason I wanted to change it was that I believe that, like, there's some wording in the beginning there which says on dot point 1234, this analysis has not been included in here, re the impacts on Council's own service delivery. And further to that, it says that Council walks a fine line. Well, I think every business in our community is walking a fine line. In fact, I know they are. And so are many individuals that have been impacted through loss of work. And so we do need to balance carefully. So I'm a couple of pieces in this package. So where it says $60,000 is the first point for a promotion, I think that's far too high. I'd suggest that $20,000 would be more appropriate. And even though I'm a supporter of Business Horsham and their work, I'm not in favour of Business Horsham gift cards in this instance, as they can only be spent at businesses who are members of Business Horsham. And this needs to be for the broader community and businesses in the community. And it also means that it ensures that there's a fair opportunity for further business to the businesses by the winning of the prizes. I also wish to recommend that a small reference group be formed to work out the promotion and that it include a representative from like accommodation, hospitality, cafe, retail, hair, beauty services, so that there's actually being part of the promotion is actually time consuming for businesses as well, although everyone I've spoken to is really keen. But they're already managing a COVID-safe environment and may need to be checking for vaccination certificates by then. So I do not believe this is something that council staff, who may be inexperienced in business, and no offence meant to them, to work out without significant business input to get the best result. Whilst commercial rent relief is in line with federal government guidelines, I would hope that this was discussed with businesses 3 or 4 weeks ago, as the first applications close on September the 30th, which is 2 days away. And finally, I'm concerned about the paragraph at the bottom of page 70, which talks about the service costs, reducing service costs to cover service costs, of the aquatic centre, the town hall, the performing arts centre and the visitor information centre. I believe that that $40,000 that we took off the promotional campaign should actually go towards assisting those. I'm hearing all around the community, even when we were up the street the other day, people were asking when was the aquatic centre going to open, and so people are waiting to get out and do those things, and I believe that those services are really, really important to our community. And the visitor information centre, well, I would hope that they're at the moment madly working on how they can be already promoting visiting our area from other regional areas. This is our opportunity to capitalise on one of the few positives that have coming out of COVID. So reductions of services in these areas, I believe, would need to be removed if I was going to support the original motion. But now that we are able to adopt to actually look at developing the package, those sorts of things could be taken into consideration.
Mr. Harrison, could you comment on the has any work been done on the impact to the budget bottom line on the closure of the Aquatic Centre, the Performing Arts and those other facilities that we operate?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I might defer that to Mr. O'Brien because I know they've done analysis of that. So it's probably better for him to comment.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien.
Through you, Madam Mayor. So with the Aquatic Centre, we've got a non-guaranteed contract monthly fee. So we meet regularly with them to look at their costings. It is suffice to say that with lockdowns and further restrictions that the cost in relation to the Aquatic Centre are certainly higher than anticipated in the first 2 or 3 months of this financial year. So it really depends on the roadmap around that, particularly that, you know, that 5th of November date, if we can reach that or it might be beyond that, but where we can start moving towards a better outcome with the Aquatic Centre, considering that the memberships have been put on hold as we've had those lockdowns. So certainly hope we'll be looking at some modelling around what that looks like with the roadmap. But again, at this stage, it is a roadmap, but to improve that situation with the Aquatic Centre. The Performing Arts Centre, a number of events have been cancelled and they have been, they're starting to be rescheduled later on in the roadmap timeframe. We have had a number of vacancies at the town hall earlier on this year as part of, also part of a staffing restructure of the town hall. So that's meant that we're not fully employed at the town hall of staffing. So that enables us to actually manage some of the costs in relation to the operations of the Performing Arts Centre. And that's the key part because it's about the fact that they're only limited to 20 people at this point in the theatre. So we're doing more detailed costings around that, what that looks like. So we can certainly bring more information back to council around both the Aquatic Centre. Just on the Aquatic Centre, it has been reopened last Saturday, but it is quite restricted in its operations due to what's allowed at the Aquatic Centre and also restricted hours. We're trying to get the balance between providing a service, but also mindful of trying to minimise any cost blowouts to council because the memberships are still on hold and there's no revenue being taken in by the YMCA because of they can't do that under the current restrictions with the services they're able to provide. So yeah, there's certainly a lot of focus in that area, but I'm happy to provide further details back to council.
So that $40,000 that Councillor Bell was proposing to take out of the promotion and put towards some of the lost costs would actually be significant, like a significant help.
It would help. Yeah, I can't say how significant that would be. We need to do that further analysis.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Bell, do you have anything else or you've finished?
No, I've said all I need to say. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. A business promotion in town with competitions, all those sort of things, is fantastic to try and reinvigorate retail as we come out of lockdown. Many of the businesses are, what's the right phrase, are the last straw on a camel back is almost there, I think. And it's important that if we can lighten that load and get more people through the door and improve their bottom line, it may help us restore some of our businesses that are greatly suffering in Horsham. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. I just want to go back to something Councillor Bell, sorry, Councillor Powell, I'll come to you in a minute. Councillor Bell raised about a reference, like a group of local business people to be part of developing this package. Do we need to include that in this motion or will that just be an operational thing?
Yeah, I was going to actually ask Madam Mayor for just some clarity on that because the way I'm reading this motion as it stands now is that we support that you're supporting the development of the package, but does it mean that we need to bring another report to you or we make the changes? So one of the changes is around that the amount for promotions, which is rather than 60-20, and also the establishment of the reference group, which we can easily do. But then are you happy for us to then proceed with the implementation of the package? So I just need some clarity on that. Or do you expect us to bring another report, which would be obviously another month?
Well, that's why I was just going to come back to you, Councillor Bell. since we've put your original amendment into the original motion, would you like to add those couple of things in so that we, as an amendment, and then we can see if we can tidy the whole thing up tonight?
Madam Mayor, thanks, Madam Mayor. Depending on what my fellow councillors believe, I'm happy with what I suggested with the promotional idea, if that's what the others agree. I would like it to see to come back to council if we were going to cut the services or in any way reduce support, I should say, reduce support of all of the operations that I mentioned, like the aquatic centre and all of that. I believe that's so important to the community that if we end up in financial challenges with that, then we need to seriously look at maybe some other areas that are less important to the community to support that. So whether that would need to come back to us, I'm guided by you and my fellow councillors.
We already have a motion about the aquatic centre that if there's changes to the operations, like the times and that, that has to come back to us. So can't remember which, was that April, May, don't remember. That was earlier in the year. So that would automatically come back to us. So would you like to move that we change the 60 for the promotion down to 20, the 40 go to the... be put towards those other costs and then the service, like cover the services, and then the reference group that you mentioned before. Would you like to itemise those things, please? And we'll add them as an amendment. Councillor Power, yes?
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to speak to what we've got at the moment. With the $60,000, if that goes out into our local businesses, that then creates, hopefully, some further employment, which will then support people to go out and support those businesses that have supported the employment. So if we can get it into our local businesses, our small businesses, our family business, our larger businesses, and spread that $60,000 around to those businesses, to me it means we are supporting the employment of our local people. And by supporting the local people in employment, it then supports Horsham, because those people can then go out and spend their money again in Horsham. So I'd just like to say that I'm happy with the $60,000 where it's going, because I can see it supporting local business, not one business, as in the YMCA trying to keep that open. Surely we can do it some other way if we need to in the end. But with this money, I feel we need to get it out there to all those local small businesses, medium-sized businesses, bigger businesses, so it creates employment, so then it will create that dollar going around and round and round to various small businesses in Horsham and create employment that we need.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. We can have that discussion. Councillor Bell, would you like to move those couple of points that you've raised as amendments, and then we can vote. We'll see if we get a seconder, then we can vote on them, and then whether councillors are happy or whether they, because at the moment the staff don't have any direction other than the report that we've got, and if you want to make changes, now's the time to make it. So Councillor Bell, I'll come back to you.
So you're looking for the motion to go back to adopt?
No.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you want to make those recommended changes that you said, they need to be specified, because they're not part of the current report. So if we want to change our instructions to the staff, we need to specify those things that you raised. So changing the 60 to the 20, that 40 go towards the service provision, and the reference group that you mentioned before. So those three things need to be itemised now, because that is different to the report. So we need to instruct the staff what it is we want them to do.
Point of order, Madam Mayor, that's amending a report, not a motion.
No, it's amending the motion. So it's covered. So Councillor Bell, if that's the direction you want to go, we'll then see if we can get a seconder, and if there's support for that amendment. And if there is, well, that then becomes a substantive. If not, we go back to the original report, which is effectively the budget that we've already been given.
I'll give it a go here. I'd like to move that council adopt a package of support for business and the community as detailed in the report, and to be funded from the identified additional payments from the Victorian Grants Commission's financial assistance grant for 21-22, with the following additions: that the promotion campaign be reduced to $20,000, and that the $40,000 remaining be put towards maintaining the service delivery costs for the operations of the Aquatic Centre, Horsham Town Hall, Art Gallery and Visitor Information Centre, which are the main services, and that we form, for the promotion, that we form a reference group that involves representatives of the businesses that will be involved in the promotion, to include service industry like hairdressers, small businesses, retail, accommodation, hotels, cafes, so basically the broader businesses of the CBD to generate activity. How did that go?
Yeah, do you want to, is it specifically referenced in there, the business Horsham gift cards? Is that something we need to address?
Well, that could be developed, but I do have a concern. As I said, I'm a supporter of Business Horsham, but I do believe that whatever we do this time needs to be vouchers that are bought from all businesses to generate as prizes, and not in business cards, because not everyone's a Business Horsham representative. So to go back to that, and that we remove, I would add from that, from what I said, if anybody managed to get that motion, that we remove Business Horsham cards, gift cards from the proposal, from the promotion, and actually have business vouchers.
That are across the municipality, not just Horsham?
Yeah, across the municipality.
Yeah, yeah. So do I have a seconder for that amendment? Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Councillor Haynell, Councillor Powell. Okay, Councillor Bell, would you like to speak to that amendment, please?
So I've said it all before, but mainly the whole idea is that like $60,000. Sorry, I'm going to go somewhere.
Councillor Powell, can you mute, please?
$60,000 is an exorbitant amount for promotion.
Can you please mute?
Sorry, I'm still in trouble.
Thank you.
Thank you. $60,000 is an exorbitant amount, and I believe that $20,000 will be seen as an amazing promotion, because, you know, that's a lot of vouchers in town. It's a lot of accommodation, meals, coffees, you know, vouchers at businesses, haircuts or whatever it be. So they're all vouchers that people can use, and I think that it actually will drive people to actually buy locally. And, you know, there's businesses in like Nadimuck, and even like at Dadswells and Wartook, you know, all of those could be involved too, because they've all suffered, and I believe it actually instigates all of it. It actually will drive some business and bring people to the area. But I also believe that the other part is something that's very important to the community, and I believe we need to be seen to be fair and equitable and have things ready to go as soon as it opens up. So that's kind of summarised, and I think the rest of it I've already said. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Ross.
Madam Mayor, I reserve my right to speak later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just wanting to speak to the amended motion. Look, I just don't think that it's okay to take $40,000 away from small business to fund the operational costs of a council asset when there will be other funding available to fund the operational costs of a council asset. We're asking to take, you know, $40,000, that's two-thirds of the amount away from effectively giving our small businesses, our local families and small businesses and any business in Horsham the opportunity to get, you know, back on their feet. I think it's really important right now.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Power, I saw your hand waving.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think I said what I said before, but I do agree with what Councillor Harnell's just coming up with. I totally agree with her. The money is for and should be for the opportunities for small business to get going again, to create employment, and then get that dollar turning around and be spent again, whether it be in Horsham itself, whether it be in Dadswell's Bridge, whether it be Pimpinio, if they can out there, whether it be at Nanimuck. We need to get the dollar going, need to get it turning around. And I believe small business, medium-sized business are the ones that will do it for Horsham at the moment. We just need to be seen to be supporting those at the moment. Councillor Harnell, when she mentioned, say, the YMCA, yes, there are other ways and means that we can support that and have done so. But at the moment, we need to be, and this is only me, everybody's got an opinion, but I do believe we should be supporting our small businesses here in town to create employment, because there are people are unemployed because of what we're going through. That employment will create more dollars to be spent in and around Horsham and the surrounding areas. And that will eventually, hopefully, help us all out in the long run. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's a hard decision, but looking at what's presented in front of us, it says community and business support package. And my interpretation of that is that we actually will support the community. So that may be some of our community organisations, some of our volunteer groups to actually put things together that will potentially bring people to our region and to support all the local businesses within our municipality. So I think I'm in favour of keeping it at $60,000. But thank you, everyone, for your comments and your views.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Bowe, would you like to say anything?
No, Madam Mayor. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This amended motion, it's not a JobKeeper proposal to subsidise employment, nor is it a business subsidisation for employment. It is, the idea is to promote the businesses to get more turnover. So the competitions or vouchers. And so it's about stimulating the economy. You know, if $20,000 is not enough, there's nothing stopping council to put more funds towards that in the future. This is not the full stop, no more. It's just simply at this stage, we'll see how my proposal would be that we see how $20,000 goes. And it may be enough if it's spent wisely and with good innovative projects to get great stimulisation. And also, I'm still well aware of like the Aquatic Centre. And coming out of COVID, it's so important for our community's mental health that we have those recreational activities at the town hall as well as our Aquatic Centre, and that those costs are covered. Yeah, and I'd just like to reiterate, this is not a full stop with this motion. It's going to be a moving target, and we can add to it later on if we need more. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell, would you like to say anything more?
Madam Mayor, so firstly, I'd just like to say that we haven't actually given the $60,000 to businesses yet, so this is actually a proposal now. So I actually hadn't thought about what Councillor Ross just suggested, but that's also a good thing that if we needed it later. But I really believe, having been involved with competitions and campaigns and whatnot over the years, that $20,000 will make a big difference. And the other thing I'd like to mention, just in response to Councillor Flynn, I believe that some of the money going towards these services is actually for the community part of the package, not just for organisations and things. I think that is actually supporting our community. But any way that we're doing it, regardless of how the vote turns out, I really believe that we're showing our support of the community and businesses by doing something, and it definitely does need to be actioned now. So that's I'll just leave it to my fellow councillors and see how we vote.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. All right, councillors, we're going to put the amendment to the vote. So that is that we adopt a package that is the $20,000 promotion, $40,000 to go to the services, and that we've set up a reference group of business people to determine the campaign. So that is the motion. So all those in favour of that amendment, please raise your hand so I can see it. Those against? Okay, that motion, that amendment is lost. Okay, so we go back to the original motion that council support the development of a package. Would anyone else like to speak to that motion?
Sorry, can I again, Madam Mayor, can I again, the wording, you know, because the support, the development of the package, you know, what does that mean? I mean, are we then allowed to implement the package or do we come back with another report? So I just need some clarification on that.
Yeah, that's actually where I was going. So we need some clarification as to what the package is. Is the package presented there in the papers? Is there, you know, if we approve this, are we endorsing the officers to move forward with that package? Does it need to come back? How soon are we going to get it out? Councillor, I'm just looking. Yes, Councillor Hainell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it's critical that we do get this out now, and if that means that the council staff can move forward and develop, which is what the motion has been put as, is developing, then I feel that we should go ahead with that. I don't know what my fellow councillors think, but that's my opinion.
So Madam Mayor, the motion that was put before was that council support the development of a. So now are you looking for that to be now changed?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get direction from people, because we've been presented with a package. So should the motion be that we adopt the package as presented? Because we want to get it out quickly, we need to clarify exactly what package it is we want to get out.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I would agree with what you just said.
So could I ask a question then? As we haven't been given the analysis for the effect on the services, does that mean, because this says that council will need to identify and either reduce or cover from elsewhere, that for that to be decided, that would come back to council, because that's what it says in this package?
Yeah. So again, councillors, as Mr. O'Brien mentioned, you know, so the challenge at the moment is not knowing exactly, you know, what the situation will be with the numbers, with the caps and everything else, with the aquatic center, the performing arts, and so on. So we will do some more work on it, try to quantify as much as possible the impact and see how it can be then accommodated. So we'll just have to find savings, you know, elsewhere in the budget. And let's face it, councillors, you know, we have got a, you know, $60 million budget, and it's a bit like what we've been doing, you know, right through the last 18, 20 months. You know, we've just been trying to adapt and adjust and change things, you know, as the demand has changed. But yes, definitely we will be having more discussions with you once we know exactly what the impact looks like on the services.
Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a whole new motion, if that's okay.
I don't know that you can. She's moved an amendment.
Yeah, you can only move one amendment.
Point of order, it's just one amendment. That's right.
That's right. You've already moved.
I don't want to move an amendment. I want to go back to the original motion. But the original motion that I moved was to support a different. So we're talking adopt now.
Yeah, so that's where I'm coming back to Councillor Hainell. Do you want to go back to your original motion that we adopt the package as presented?
Yes, Madam Mayor. If that's what my fellow councillors are going to be agreeable to, yes, please, just to have it as it was. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we'll change the substantive motion back to what it was, that council adopt the proposed package as listed in your report. Councillor Bow, are you happy to change that back?
Sorry, was that Bowie or Bell?
He seconded the original motion. All right. Councillor Flynn or Councillor Powers, anything you would like to say to the original motion before we put this to the vote? No, Councillor Bell, you've got a question?
Yes, I haven't actually spoken on that original motion because I moved an amendment.
Okay. Certainly. All right. Off you go then.
It's a bit of a marathon. So I would actually just like to see in the package then that we remove the words reduce on that paragraph on page 70 that we, if we will need to identify and cover off on from elsewhere. So remove, reduce services.
That's just in the report. It's not in the motion. Yes, in the
if we're adopting the report, that word's still in there.
Yeah, adopting the business and community support. But as Mr. Bala said, we'll be getting reports back to us about the other facilities, the services that we provide, and any budget shortfall. We will then have to determine how we're going to cover that. So, Councillor Flynn or Councillor Power, is there anything else you would like to say about this motion? No? Councillor Ross, you've got your hand up.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just for... to save us some time in the future. My understanding is with the governance rules, we're only allowed one amended motion at a time. So it should have reverted back to the original motion straight away.
Yeah.
It might have shortened time down a bit. And let's hope, we'll put it to the vote, I guess, when everyone's spoken, and we'll hopefully get some great outcomes for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we changed the motion three times now, so we're back to where we started. All right, councillors. Councillor Haynell, is there anything you would like to say in closing?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor. I reserve my right to speak. Thank you.
No, we're closing the debate. Okay, right. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour of the original recommendation to adopt the package as proposed, please raise your hand so I can see clearly. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.12, Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for September 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Councillor Haynell is prepared to move that. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wish to move that the Council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for September 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn, is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? Councillor Haynell, you may start, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There are some great projects that our CEO has been involved in. The report shows that there's a lot of funding opportunities that we're reaching out for, and let's hope some of it pays off. There's projects, events, community, lots of community engagement on the council plan. There's been a lot on the table at the moment, and the CEO has been driving that ship. So, yep, well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It was pleasing to see in here that we had citizenship ceremonies, again, albeit virtual. I was really pleased to see that they were happening again.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Bell, I saw your hand go up. Yep.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to ask Mr. Bala about a couple of things that are in the report. I noticed that the Roads Victoria Relate liaison meeting occurred on the 2nd of September, and there was discussions about $1 million funding for pedestrian safety actions, Hamilton Street Bridge, bus interchange and Horsham Railway Station. Have we actually been given $1 million funding for that?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So that's what's been offered, in our $1 million to improve the pedestrian and cycling safety in the CBD. We're still working through the details, and the intent is to partly link it with the design work, which is just starting with the CAD revitalization, so we can actually link the two. But yes, there's $1 million on offer from the state government.
Thanks. Can I ask then why it took till now for us to find it out in a report? I mean, that's pretty big. I mean, we've had a couple of briefings since then, so I find that a bit hard to take, actually. Also that there was an update on the Horsham Rail Corridor, which a lot of us are interested in and haven't heard. The revamp in Pinson Street is a great idea. Hasn't got the rubbish there happening. But with regards to the funding, I know that it's significant, and it's Roads Victoria. And can I please suggest that we don't just focus at all on areas like Hamilton Street Bridge has already got pathways around there. The bus interchange and railway station, I'm not sure what's involved there, but can we please not forget Horsham North and help some of the money go for linkages, for safe linkages for them as well? I would hope that there's some maybe councillor and community input in that, that it's not just decided in-house. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bow.
Sorry there, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to say, good report, Mr. Bowler. It's great to see things happening. Great to see that there's funding opportunities, and like Councillor Bell said, that some do go into other different parts of the community, like linkages in Horsham North. It's great to get an update about the Horsham Railway Corridor, and it's great that other things like the citizenship ceremony, how virtual, is great to see those things happening, because it's great to see a whole heap of new citizens be in Horsham, and it was great with the council engagement. So it's great to see all these things happening, and I look forward to your next report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bow. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to say that, you know, we hope we are able to continue our funding opportunities and streamlining those to come through to be completing the projects that we want to deliver for community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it clearly. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10, Councillor Reports and Acknowledgements. Can I have someone move that? We suspend standing orders, please. Councillor Power, Councillor Bow. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Right, we'll go around the room as I can see you. Councillor Bow, is there anything that you would like to report?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bow. Councillor Ross.
No, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Bell.
No, I'm fine. Thanks, Madam Mayor. I attended a lot of things during the month and that, but I didn't get time to do my report. I look forward to Wednesday night and hearing what feedback we've had from the community with the council plan, and I encourage them to get on board and have a say about the other things that are out for community engagement at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's been a tough time for all of us. So I just want to acknowledge everyone in our community, whether you're in business or you're sitting at home working remotely, that it's been a tough road, but hopefully by Christmas we can all meet up with those people that are important and special to us. And thanks very much to everyone's contribution and hard work.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So everything is there, you know, to see what I've been up to for the month on that council report. But I'd just like to acknowledge all the community members that came down and chatted with us down there at Roberts Place last week. We had the mayor there every day, and also Jubilee Hall on the Thursday evening, and all the councillors contributing their time to come to be there for community. You know, community was there on force, en masse. We chatted to lots of them. It was fantastic. It was so lovely to engage with them, and yeah, look forward to doing more of that. So thanks to the community for having their say on the council plan, and financial plan and asset plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Power.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to follow on from Councillor Flynn, we are going through tough times. We don't seem to be getting any better. Our businesses are suffering, our employment's suffering, and as individuals, each and every one of us are suffering in different ways. So there's the old saying, are you okay? So I put that out there for mental health. because if we can relieve some of our mental health issues, we lower the numbers of suicide and we also lower the numbers of domestic violence, two of our major issues, not only in Horsham, but Victoria and Australian wide. So if we can look after ourselves, each and every one of us, but also be careful and look after, look out for other people in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, councillors, could I have someone move that we resume standing orders, please? Councillor Haynell, Councillor Power. Well, those in favour, please show your hands so I can see them, please. Thank you. That is carried. I need someone to move that we receive the reports, please. Councillor Haynell, Councillor Ross. All those in favour, please raise your hand so I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. There is no urgent business. There are no petitions and joint letters. Item 13, procedural business. 13.1, informal meetings of councillors. The purpose of agenda item number 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the council briefing meetings held on the 6th, 13th and 15th of September 2021. 13.2, sealing of documents. The purpose of agenda item number 13.2 is to receive and note the signed and sealed S6 instrument of delegation, members of staff. Item 13.3, inward correspondence, nil. 13.4, council committee meeting minutes. The purpose of agenda item number 13.4 is to receive and note the following council committee minutes. Horsham Tidy Towns Committee minutes held on 20 July 2021. Ralph Frater Alliance minutes held on 13 August 2021. Horsham Regional Livestock Exchange minutes held on 19 August 2021. Horsham Tidy Towns Committee minutes held on 24 August 2021. Wimmera Southern Mallee Regional Transport Group minutes held on 17 September 2021. Councillors, there's a recommendation in front of us. Do I have someone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bowe, I have a second of that motion. Oh, Councillor Bowe, would you please read the motion?
Yep. Thank you, Madam Mayor. That council receive and note agenda items 13.1, informal meetings of councillors, recording of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, 13.4, council committee minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I have a seconder for that motion. Councillor Flynn, is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? That being the case, we'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That is carried. Item 14, notice of motion. There are notice of motion. Item 15, confidential matters. There are confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. I also advise that when the meeting moves into confidential matters, we'll be moving to a different platform. I will be asking each attendee to confirm that they are participating from a secure, that where they are participating from is secure, and to ensure that the deliberations are confidential. Can someone now move that the meeting closes to consider moves into confidential matters? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Bowe. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That is carried. This is the conclusion of the live stream broadcast.